5 Reasons Sri Hanuman is So Beloved, by Krishna's Mercy.
Na vinashet katham karyam vaiklabhyam na katham bhavet. Langhanam cha samudrasya katham nu na vritha bhavet.
Quote, how can I ensure that the purpose of my task does not get destroyed? How shall I avoid mental disparity? And how do I ensure that my crossing of the ocean does not go for naught? Hanuman, Valmiki Ramayana, Sundara Kand, 2.41.
He is known as the greatest devotee of Sri Ramachandra, who is an avatara of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this respect, there is no difference between the original and the one who descends to the land of birth and death. The original one, the Adipurusha, is always above the influence of the material energy. He is always the same individual, whether appearing as a half-man half-lion, carrying a flute in his hands and wearing a peacock feather in his hair, or courageously firing arrows in defense of the innocent sages in the forest of Dandaka. Hanuman is forever devoted to Sita and Rama. He is a symbol of sacrifice in the best kind of yoga. His mind is always fixed on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord.
Yoginam api sarvesha. Madgtenantaratmana. Shraddhavan bhajte yoma. Same yuktatmo mata.
Quote, and of all yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 6.47.
As there is an unbreaking connection in yoga, it makes sense that Hanuman is so beloved. As he is identified with Sita and Rama, part of their retinue of sorts, wherever Rama is worshipped there is remembrance and glorification of Hanuman. For those who may not identify with the spiritual level, who are not yet convinced of the urgency for inquiring into the absolute truth and progressing further in that understanding, there are still many reasons to appreciate Hanuman. That trusted minister to the king of Vanaras is a beloved figure spanning countless generations and interests for a reason. 1. An open heart. If we know someone who exhibits exceptional ability on a celebrated playing field, we might wonder as to the source of their strength. What makes them tick? Why are they so much better than everyone else? Why are they exceptional? Why are they extraordinary, while everyone else is mediocre? Is it good luck? Is it genes? Is it ancestry? Is it the work of a specific teacher or two? Is there an inner drive to be the best? Is it a competitive edge? Do the great ones just want it more? Hanuman reveals his heart. In the famous image we see the divine couple, Sita and Rama. They are always in Hanuman's heart. Their interest is what drives him. No other explanation is necessary. 2. He makes life easier for others. The father does not mind. They take great pleasure in seeing to the comfort of their children. Let them sleep in peace. Let them eat enough. Let them always be full of joy and enthusiasm. If meeting these goals requires a little sacrifice, a little effort, some struggle, then the father is more than prepared to proceed. It is a trade they are willing to make any day of the week. Hanuman assumes the burden of success in a difficult and dangerous mission. He is ready to make life easier for others, because that is his nature. This is the true meaning to a hero. The villain, the scoundrel, the envious person, and the like will make others sacrifice for them, without any appreciation in return. They will work others to the death in exchange for a tiny bit of pleasure that has fleeting value. Hanuman works for Sita and Rama, but also Sugriva and the Vanaras in Kishkinda. Hanuman makes life easier for Rama's distressed brother, Bharata. Hanuman would rather destroy his own writings than cause despair to someone like Valmiki. 3. He is courageous. Who doesn't love a hero? Who wouldn't appreciate someone that enters the arena full of wicked characters? The Rakshasas of Lanka are dangerous by nature. They can appear and disappear at will. They can assume any form they desire. They have no moral compass or standard of decency. Anything goes in their pursuit to eliminate Dharma from the world. Hanuman is not afraid of them. 4. He is a team player. With his exceptional ability, it would make sense for someone like Hanuman to insist on going it alone. He could do much better without others holding him back. Instead, Hanuman works as an integral unit in a team. One moment he might be assuming the size of a cat, while another he is as tall as a mountain. He is not attached to either stature, as furthering the mission is the primary concern. He runs a self-assessment, also, when necessary. He looks back on what has been accomplished and ties it to the mission. He wants to make sure everything has value, that no movement goes to waste. Overcoming extraordinary obstacles should have the purpose of helping the team, of pleasing those who are counting on him. 5. He reunites people who have been separated. Imagine a situation where loved ones meet each after a long period of separation. That separation was not by choice. Perhaps it was due to an unjust incarceration, political turmoil, bureaucratic interference, a misunderstanding at the highest levels of influence. Whatever the case, reuniting brings a sensation like no other. The affected parties feel immense appreciation for any and all figures who made the meeting possible. They feel forever indebted because of the help they received. Hanuman helped to reunite Sita with her husband Rama. His Herculean effort can never be forgotten. It was only physical separation, but Hanuman had no reward to seek. He was not after anything. He did not look for anything in return. For his bravery and kindness, for the role he played in making that separation disappear, he is forever dear to Sita and Rama. In closing, made that separation disappear. And so forever dear. To Sita and Rama known. Exceptional ability shown. Like over the ocean crossing. And obstructing Rakshasa's tossing. The wicked against. Who on Adharma bent. However Hanuman to see. Always beloved is he.